chapter 3, spiritual growth. And I, brothers, cannot speak to you as spiritual people, but as carnal people, as infants in Christ. I fed you with milk, not with solid food, for you were not able to bear it. No, not even now are you able, for you are still carnal. For whereas there is among you jealousy and strife, are you not carnal? And do you not walk after the manner of men? For when one says, I am of Paul, and another says, I am of Apollos, are you not mere men? Who then is Apollos? And who is Paul? Ministers through whom you believed, and each as the Lord gave him. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then, neither he that plants anything, neither he that waters, but God that gives the increase. Now he that plants and he that waters are one, but each shall receive his own reward according to his own labour. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's husbandry, God's building. According to the grace God, which was given to me, as a wise master builder, I laid the foundation, and another builds upon it. But let each man take care how he builds upon it. For no one can lay a foundation other than that which is already laid, which is Christ Jesus. But if anyone builds on the foundation, gold, silver, costly stone, wood, hay, stubble, each man's work shall be revealed, for the day of judgment shall declare it. Because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire itself shall test each man's work of what sort it is. If any one's work shall endure which he built thereon, he shall receive a reward. If any one's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet as one having passed through fire. Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone destroys the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, and such are you. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone thinks he is wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he takes the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the reasonings of the wise, that they are in vain. Therefore let no one boast in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours, and you are Christ's, and Christ is God's.